Today is between Master and Disciples. Nasruddin Hodja's humorous stories will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksiy's or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Österreich steuert in seiner Geschichte mit seinem kulturellen Umfeld eine Menge zu Kunst und Wissenschaft bei. Österreich ist auch die Geburtsstätte vieler weltberühmter Komponisten, wie zum Beispiel Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Joseph Haydn, Franz Schubert, Anton Bruckner, Johann Strauss Senior, Johann Strauss Junior und Gustav Mahler. Die Österreicher sind spirituelle Menschen und 1867 wurde die Religionsfreiheit als verfassungsmäßiges Recht erklärt. Eine Umfrage von 2005, an der 8000 Menschen aus ganz Europa teilnahmen, zeigte, dass Österreich zu den Nationen gehört, deren Bevölkerung den stärksten Glauben an Gott hat. Mit ihrem aufrichtigen Wunsch nach Wissen und der Erfahrung des Reichs Gottes luden Österreicher die höchste Meisterin Qinghai bei mehreren Gelegenheiten in ihr Land ein, damit sie mit ihnen ihre Weisheit und Erkenntnisse teile. Wir laden sie nun ein, einem Gespräch zu lauschen zwischen der höchsten Meisterin Qinghai und unseren Vereinsmitgliedern bei einem internationalen Treffen in Österreich mit dem Titel Hodja Nasruddins lustige Geschichten vom 28. Februar 2008.
Okay. Wow, different face today. Okay, let's tell some joke and laugh a little bit, huh? Huh? Wow. Seated all the way here, huh? Today is all Asian? You look like Asian to me. Japanese? Okay. All right. Thank you. Who gave me all this joke? One day, the neighbor say to the Hodja, this from Turkey. Must be from Nasruddin again. Have you a wine that is 40 years old? The visitor asked. Yes, I have. Replied the Hodja. Probably the innkeeper. What does it mean, Hodja? Anybody know? Hodja? What mean?
Teacher.
Teacher? Oh, so I was right in the beginning. Uh-huh. Wonderful. I know everything. So you are Turkish?
Yeah.
Wow. How come you don't make any program on Turkey?
Yeah, I want to. I'm preparing.
Thinking about it. Okay, do it. I want people to know your country. Otherwise, they only know, you know, guest workers in Germany, you know. They are not treated well everywhere. Not everywhere, okay? You have to make a lot of Turkish program, okay? To let people know the greatness of your country. All right? Okay, we begin again. One day, a neighbor said to the Hodja, have you a wine that is 40 years old? Yes, I have. The neighbor asked, can you give me a little? The Hodja said, no. I said, why so? You're supposed to be generous and kind, no? He said, if I give everybody a little here, a little there, then it won't last. It won't be 40 years old anymore. Yeah, it's true like that. Someone asked, Hodja, why do people go to different directions when they leave their houses in the morning? What a question. Yeah, it sounds familiar to me. Huh? some intelligent question. Yeah. The Hodja answered without hesitation. If all of them would go to the same direction, this would throw off the balance of the world. Yeah? Go on one side, no? Okay. One day, when Timur was going hunting, Timur, probably the king, yeah? He wanted Hodja to join him in front of the palace. During hunting, suddenly it began to rain. I don't believe what kind of Hodja would go hunting. Maybe he go along to try to change the king. Or Timur is king, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know everything. Why do I need to ask you? I must have been like a Turkish in the last life, who knows? Maybe I was a Timur. All right. Okay, so during hunting, suddenly it began to rain. Everybody put their horses to the gallop and ran away. Ah, but the Hodja couldn't. As the weather was hot, he took off his clothes and put them under him. And so he returned slowly to the palace. When the rain was over, he put on his clothes again. When he arrived at the palace, his clothes were dry, and the Timur was most astonished. "We all got wet. How is it that you are still dry?" So the Hodja replied, "Oh, sir, with the help of this horse, I arrived at the palace without getting wet." Wow, incredible horse, huh? So, another hunting trip. Timur wanted the horse, which was given to the Hodja before, in the last trip. By a great coincidence, it again began to rain, and the Timur got wet. What do we expect? Such an unintelligent king. But this was the Hodja's fault, no? He should not tell lie, no? Probably he did put this under the horse. Yeah, huh? But they say put under him. If they put it under the horse, like you tied it under his stomach, then maybe it's even better. Probably that's what he did. So he also didn't tell real lie, he just didn't tell detail. Okay, we let him off. When he came back to the palace, he angrily called the Hodja and asked what it meant. "Oh, sir," the Hodja said, "I'm very, very sorry. I forgot to tell you that you also had to put your clothes under you, and then you would not get wet." Yeah, he meant that the horse took him to the palace, of course, no, I didn't tell the detail. Alright, there's another story now. It's called Black Book. Once upon a time, the Hodja was a judge. And one day, a man came to him. "Your cow has killed mine," he cried out. The Hodja shouted, "You silly fella! How can the cow know what it is a crime to kill any other cow? Case dismissed." The man said, "Oh, sorry. I said it wrong. My cow has killed yours." "Then this is another problem," said the Hodja. "We will open the black book and see what it says." Black Book is a book of judgment, the law. No? When his kills somebody else's, then it's different. When somebody else's kills his, then that's another case. Moo. Another one. At midnight, the Harja heard a loud noise. Two men were struggling outside. The Harja got out of his bed with a blanket over him and went to the front of his house. He asked them why they were fighting. Without answering, one of them took the blanket. They covered the Harja, and they both fled. So the poor Harja returned to his bed again without blanket. What were they fighting about? Asked his wife. About our blanket. Said the Harja. Now the blanket is gone, so the struggle is over. Oh, this is, you know, Mula Narustin again. You know, it's the same. It's just in Turkish, they write it Nasrettin Harja instead of Mula Narustin. Yeah. Every country claim him. You know, I'm not surprised if the Vietnamese say, Narustin is ours. It's Vietnamese. Yeah. Because he is a Muslim and he is a very funny guy. Not only he make fun of someone else, he make fun of himself too, you know? So he's very famous actually. Vietnamese also translated his story, his joke, into our language, you know, our Lhasa language. And the Chinese also translated into Chinese language. And the Vietnamese translated from the Chinese language. Probably the Chinese translated from English, and the English translated from Turkish. Yeah, it is, yeah. And the Turkish translated from Persia, and who know where from. This guy is really international. This is called busybody. One day people said to the Harja, hey, your wife walks from house to house. Tell her she mustn't walk so much. All right, said the Harja. If she comes to our house, I will tell her. Will she answer? At the end, maybe. So cute. Yeah. What is his business anyway, huh? To mind his wife's job. Okay. This one called Cat and the Liver. After the Harja got the recipe for liver from his friend, I'm sorry, but it's Muslim, you know. They eat meat, huh? Some, yeah? Some. Not all. So. Probably at that time he did. I'm not sure if it's like that, or maybe vegetarian liver. At that time, to be vegetarian is something out of ordinary, you know. Even nowadays, many people are a closet vegetarian. Yeah, they don't even dare to tell people that they are vegetarian. Poor guys. For worrying that he might stand out like a sore thumb, or worrying that people might laugh at him or alienated from him, yeah? You know, also maybe within our group, you know? I don't bother to tell you vegetarian chicken, huh? Or maybe vegetarian liver, you know? Maybe I just say liver, chicken. But you know very well, they're not chicken, they're not liver, and they're not fish, they're nothing. And they make, sometimes they make it look like egg, yeah? I say, oh, fry some eggs for us, yeah? Because we know already, That means vegan anyway. Most of vegetarian food are vegan. Except the one with milk, yeah? And we avoid that. Mm-hmm. Okay, nowadays it's good that we have international market, eh? You can even order by email, by phone. And you can just stay anywhere in Alaska corner. And you call London, UK Center. Send me some cheese. Yeah, vegan cheese, yeah? Nowadays they make all kind, eh? They look the same, eh? It tastes really good though, huh? Yeah. Okay, so probably this is a record from his own disciples or by some nearby acquaintance, yeah, by the way. Yeah? So it become natural that it's just liver. Actually, many Muslims are vegetarian, especially the Sufis order, yeah? Okay, now after he got the recipe for liver from his friend, he bought again some liver, and because he liked it very much, he wanted to eat it more often. But every time when he brought livers, he couldn't eat it. Every time he brought it home, he couldn't eat it. Because his wife said that the cat took the liver and fled away. Meow! Bye! So one day the Hodja became very angry and said, "Woman, I brought liver, where is it?" So his wife said, "Oh, the silly cat took it and fled away." Same again and again. Must be his wife. Not possible that she keep letting him eat it, right? Because it's easy to cover, you know? Because for the dog, and you have to hang up or close it in a big closet and then lock it. But for the cat, all you do is just cover it with some heavy stuff. Or put it in a pan and cover it. A pot or pan, then he will never take it. His wife sees something, huh? At the same time, the cat was in the room. The Hodja caught it. He put the cat on the scale and weighed it. Then he said, "That is exactly 2 kilos. And the liver which I bought was also 2 kilos. Now tell me, if that is the liver, where is my cat?" "If that is the cat, then I want my liver." I knew it was his wife. Some wife, huh? Don't even let him have half of it.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Verehrte Zuschauer, wir schätzen Ihre Gesellschaft bei der heutigen Episode von Zwischen Meistern und Schülern. Bleiben Sie bitte dran bei Supreme Master Television. Die Welt der Tiere, unsere Mitbewohner, folgt als nächstes gleich nach bemerkenswerte Nachrichten. Möge Ihr Herz in der unendlichen Glorie von Gottes Wohlwollen frohlocken. Cherished viewers, your company is appreciated for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your heart rejoice in the infinite glory of God's benediction.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/BMD